By now, most Americans are aware that their faces are being watched by the growing number of surveillance cameras on the streets of America. The nation watched as the Boston bombing suspect was identified using surveillance video. But quietly this year, facial recognition technology that allows investigators to search for matching faces in a growing database of images has been rolling out. Very quietly, it turns out, in the state of Ohio, where a Cincinnati Inquirer newspaper investigation revealed that Ohio's Bureau of Criminal Investigation has been using facial recognition technology extensively without telling the public. We'll ask Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine, who also wasn't told about the program before it was launched, for a reaction in a moment. But first, Chrissy Thompson, state capitol reporter for the Cincinnati Inquirer, who discovered the program in a public records request. Hundreds of emails that show who was left out of the loop and how the program arrives in a real gray area in state law.
We had been hearing about facial recognition systems throughout the country and did a little bit of looking, and there's really nothing in Ohio law that addresses it. And there was only really one request from the Attorney General's office for approval for a contract to develop something like this. But I did not know that the program had launched. So to find out that the program had launched in June without notifying the public was a real surprise to me. And also the emails talked quite a bit about launching the program without notifying the Attorney General. He was aware the program was under development, but he hadn't been notified before it was launched. And then once they told him, about 2 weeks after they launched it, the emails revealed that there was quite a bit of hand-wringing over what should we do at this point. And they did decide to keep the program live, but only at that point did they start discussing, are the security protocols that we have for who is allowed to access this, how secure is it, that sort of thing. Only then were those things discussed.
So it's, let's get the technology first and work out the rules later?
That's right.
How outraged have people in Ohio been over this? And is there any evidence that an arrest has come from anything to do with this program, this facial recognition technology?
Well, the reaction has been really interesting. A lot of people have been saying, well, we know that there are cameras everywhere. I don't mind if they're watching me because I'm not doing anything wrong. A lot of the frustration and outrage has been about having the program launch without anyone knowing about it. This program allows the officers to match photos of suspects or from security cameras with the driver's license records. So a photo of a suspect could be scanning through all of the Ohio driver's license records and matching up to 12 people that look like this photo. So far, the system has been used about 2,700 times. They have made some identity fraud matches. And there was also a case where an abandoned baby carriage had some bloody baby wipes in it. And there was also a family photo in the carriage, and police officers were able to match that photo with the driver's license record and come up with the identity of that person. And the baby was okay, but they did come upon a domestic dispute.
So you're on camera there in Ohio. Very interesting. Chrissy Thompson, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Chrissy Thompson is a state capitol reporter for the Cincinnati Inquirer who helped to break this story. We wanted to give a chance to Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine to respond to that report and just to the whole idea of facial recognition technology there in Ohio. Attorney General Mike DeWine, welcome back to the program.
Good to be back. Thank you very much.
So is this a public service from the Cincinnati Inquirer to disclose this program, or do you have a little egg on your face because of this idea that you were out of the loop here?
Well, we're not out of the loop. That's what's kind of funny about this thing. You know, as your listeners across the country listen to this, the odds are their state does exactly what we are doing. And there's no new cameras. There's no new pictures. These are really the essential facts. 28 states do this. What we are doing is creating no new database. We are simply using the database from our BMV, which is our Bureau of Motor Vehicles, our driver's license. You go in and get your driver's license taken. In virtually every state, law enforcement has for decades had access to the BMV records. Law enforcement can pull those down, and that's exactly what we are doing. The only difference is we're now using facial recognition technology to do it more efficiently and do it quicker. A guy walks into a bank, or walks into a convenience store, he is caught on a security camera, which is not run by the state. It's security cameras of that local place. And, you know, before we had this system, what would happen is you would show it, it would be shown on TV, and everyone would say, who is this individual? Who is this individual? And you try to identify that person. Now what we can do is take it a step further, and we can take that photo and electronically match it with BMV photos of millions of people in the state of Ohio who have a driver's license. So no new technology, there's new technology, but no new database.
But isn't this capability pretty significant? I mean, you could at a Cleveland Browns game or a Bengals game take a picture of somebody as they enter a stadium, get a driver's license picture of them and an ID in a matter of seconds, and then go to their seat and tell them that they have some back taxes they need to send to the Ohio Attorney General.
If that would be done, that person who did it would be under Ohio law guilty of a fifth-degree felony. We would put them in prison, and we have done that in Ohio. We have numerous cases. I shouldn't say numerous. We have a significant number of cases over the years where people have abused what's called OLEG, which is the gateway where people, law enforcement, it's only accessible by law enforcement, where they can go up and get data. We added to OLEG this facial recognition ability. And so in the past, we've had police officers who've gone into the BMV records or gone into criminal records for their own purposes. They're curious, or they got a girlfriend they want to have checked out or something. Well, that's a felony in Ohio. And so when the reporter from the Inquirer stated there was no safeguards, and we only started talking about safeguards after the fact, after we put it up, that's simply not true.
All right, well, so there are laws against doing that, but now it is public. And Mike DeWine, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Mike DeWine is the Attorney General of Ohio, reacting to a report that Ohio has a facial recognition program that law enforcement uses, a program that wasn't disclosed to the public until the Cincinnati Inquirer did it.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily workouts are designed to improve memory and attention. Dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. It's all at Lumosity.com.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.